I'm sorry?
He's got something good.
Yeah, facebook.com in the address.
I got one more address.
Yes, facebook.com/CafeLarica. You just type it into your URL, or you can go to Facebook and type in. And I realize you're not on social media. I realize that. So we have to go back to the very, very beginning for you. And we can do that on the side. But when you're on Facebook, if you even just type in Cafe Larica, it will come up, the Cafe Larica page. Sunshine, stand back up, because there's one more page. We have a Be the Change Foundation page. And that's always, always a great message to share. So Sunshine, what is the Facebook URL for the Be the Change Foundation?
Facebook.com/longevitybethechange.
Correct? Yeah, it's so. Your page, so. Girl. It's longevity, be the change. All one word, no spaces.
And just real quick, I wanted to go back to that one question about sharing. When you're sharing something, you share it from the page, but you can always put your personal message above it.
Oh, always.
You know, so
it's
still personalized, but you're sharing it from that original page. Is the question that you're sharing your...
I'm sharing your picture of diet soda, and then I'm saying,
oh, yeah.
My
yes, you can do that, for
sure. You can
sure.
Add your own person. When you share it to your page, sure, add your own website.
Michael Burnoff has a tip for all of you guys. So, Michael...
So, everybody...
This is really, really simple.
Stand up. There you go.
Can you guys come close together?
We're going to practice.
Everyone take out their phones.
We're going to practice social media.
If you don't have your phone, it's fine. Can you just get in a situation here? We're going to borrow all of their credibility, and we're going to get your guys' pages liked up real quick.
Side by side.
Pop a picture real quick of them.
Oh, yes. I'm good at that.
Pop a picture real quick.
We're going to practice right now posting on social media.
If you don't have an account, you don't have to post the second. I just want you to have the picture, most importantly. Now, these are three people with about, 35,000 friends.
Yes.
You guys get it? We're going to borrow their credibility if you have five friends. You guys are going to learn how this thing works. Does it make sense?
Look over to the left. Look to the left. We got lefters.
Okay, so what I'm going to explain real quick, and then they're going to take it from here, is basically there's, a couple hundred of us here in this room. That's a couple hundred likes with three people that have 5,000 friends each, which automatically increases your credibility instantly. Do you guys get that? So your score, because you're friends with them, is huge. So all you have to say is something simple. Don't say Longevity is the greatest company in the world. You don't want to say that immediately. These are your friends. They don't know everything about it yet. You could say learning how to build a business online. Something simple. Learning how to make the world healthier. Something simple. And then have the picture, and then just make sure, and I'll have you guys do it with the ads and the hashtags and everything. What's gonna happen is this post, in the next 5 minutes, is gonna blow up with 200 likes. Do you guys get that? Which, there's an algorithm in Facebook, I'll let Henry explain it from there, and Michelle.
Well, does that make sense, what he also just said, too? He kept it very general. Instead of just saying, learning about my longevity business, nobody cares about.
Learning how to make money online.
Learning how to make money online. Learning how to better my health.
So you want to at you guys and like you guys.
Okay, so this is what you need to do. You need to go to your Facebook page and upload the picture. Put in your one-liner.
You want to give examples of maybe 4 or 5 one-liners?
You just did.
I gave one, but they're going to ask you again later.
No, but you can post anything you want. Learning about social media today. Learning about my business. Learning about, how to connect better with my friends. Yeah. There's a whole bunch of different ones that you can put whatever you want to put. But then at the same time, you want to tag. Facebook is called tagging. You want to tag David Brick, Michelle Wallach, and Henry Weinecker. W-E-I-N-C-K-E-R. Oh, A-C-K. A-C-K-E-R.
I know.
Thank you.
You want just short little statements. You want to pique interest, right? You want someone to say, how are you building health? Or how are you building your business, right?
Yep.
You want to pique interest.
Doing our hair.
Yeah. They're going to think it's a hair company. W-E-I-N-E-C.
If they're not connected already.
If they're...
No, you don't have to, right? They can just tag us. They can just tag us.
Awesome.
Yeah, no, you do not have to be friends with us, nor do I have to be friends with you in order to tag you in the pictures. If you've got a Facebook account and I can type your name in, there may be duplicate Deborah Burnoffs, but if you scan through them, you will find her picture. Mm-hmm. There is more than one Michelle Wallach. If you scan through the Michelle Wallach, you want to look for my picture. And then that's how you, Wallach? W?
Weineker.
Oh, Weineker.
W-E-I-N-A-C-K-E-R.
So this is just like an opportunity moment to talk about something. It's picture three.
Yeah, David Brick, B-R-I-C-K. So at the bottom of your phones or at the bottom of your Facebook app. Oh, yeah, okay. Let's see. Okay, no problem. It's okay. Sometimes it works. Yeah, look, Facebook
practice.
Is a little slow sometimes. I can't always tag the whole world either. Yes. It's okay. It's only looking for your friends.
It won't be like
you do
mobile,
not
though,
use at in Facebook. It's okay. Just submit. You're fine. You do not use the at sign in Facebook. You just have to start typing in the person's name. You do not have to be friends with me.
For a hashtag, okay. Is that right?
No. You don't have to be friends with me to tag my picture. Here's the deal with Facebook. Look, I got 5,000 friends, and there's over a billion people on Facebook. When I go in to type in Henry Weineker, sometimes Facebook servers are fast enough to find it, and sometimes they're not. So it's a little frustrating sometimes. I mean, I think Steve even agrees. Sometimes we can't always tag our friends, even if we are friends with them. The Facebook app just gets a little bit slow.
But getting this post up and actually saying something that's a conversation creator or maybe piquing somebody's interest is like a huge deal right now, because this is like getting you in the right steps towards doing social media the right way. Basic stuff.